Okay, now I will call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, August 10th at 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It's actually concerning the 14,800 properties that have been identified as the tax assessment. Those have been identified as properties that need to be reduced. So I would like to see that take place. I think there's a statute that's involved that allows the chairman to recall the meeting. And if the properties have been identified and are in the paper as such, then I can't see that somehow they got identified as properties that need to be seen. So I'd like to see that take place. And that's all I've got to say about that for right now.
You brought up the chairman. Are you saying it should be done without having to reconvene?
No, I think according to statute that
we can, but
you can, but I think it should be done without it having to reconvene the BOE. I think it's pretty clear that the motion was made. I find nothing wrong with the motion myself. The term prices was used there. As we looked in the dictionary and looked under the word prices in Webster's dictionary, the first word was assessment in the description of the word prices, and then about the seventh or eighth word was values. Now, you can use the word prices, as the motion says, or you could use assessment or values. So those are, that's just the way that I see it and understand it.
Monthly budget report.
Guys, I send these to you. At least I hope you get them. I send those through BizNet now, and sometimes I don't know exactly what goes through BizNet, so I'm still learning how that particular system works, but I'm hoping you're getting them. If you don't get them sometime, or if they come through different than what you think they should, if you'd contact me, I'll try to take care of that. Sometimes I've had a couple of people that did, and we usually get it taken care of pretty quickly. I didn't really see anything that I noticed that was alarming or anything like that. I did want to say that there are a couple of things that the budget has in it that hasn't happened that you guys need to be aware of anyway. First off, there's a bill for juvenile insurance, and I don't think that's been presented any place, and so that may need to happen. We normally get some reimbursements for indigent burial, and I did talk to them that the paperwork has not come through to get that done, but I think we should get some of those. And then there are transfers that were budgeted from several of the funds into general county revenue for administrative fees, and none of those have happened either. So you guys just need to be aware of those. Anybody have any questions?
I would like to have you send that up to the office in a hard copy form. I've been having trouble with my phone. As a matter of fact, Mark Ress has looked at the phone and tried to get this thing straightened out for me. Also, I've had contact with the phone company, but I haven't had an email since August the 7th.
Then you just need to get more friends.
I will try. Running kind of short.
I'll try to get that.
Yeah.
And what I might do is send it to the girls up there and have them copy it off.
Yeah.
I think they can copy
fine.
It anyway, so
yeah.
I can try to do that. Again, remind me if that doesn't happen, because I send that through BizNet, and see, I can't just, it's not just as simple as sending an email, although if I could remember to do that, I could do that. But
yeah, a new phone may be in order.
Yeah. Well, they get the phone fixed, we'll be all right anyway, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, remind me, and I'll get that done, okay?
Yeah.
On the juvenile insurance, tell me.
It was budgeted in there that Christian County would pay their portion, I believe, is the way that's budgeted. I'd have to look closely, Mike, but that's my memory tells me that. You know, you are familiar with that, and I think that 60-40 split or something like that because of the counties, and I think that if they choose to use our insurance program, then the portion of the cost of those benefits comes out of the Christian County budget. That's the way it happened last year, yeah. I think. Any other questions? Thanks, guys.
Hang on a minute, Rick. Wasn't there?
Internal audit of the Taney County Transfer Station.
I guess next we have on the agenda internal audit of the Taney County Transfer Station.
Guys, since we've done some rearranging, we had a couple of questions about things, and rather just look at those and not do a formal audit of it, internal audit of it. I have a little form we've used, and we've done a couple of those. I send those to you, and hopefully that's helpful to you. That the reason we do those is to give you guys good information so you can look at them, not for any other reason. If we found something that was terribly wrong, usually the department head or whoever is looking at that have already addressed it. So I don't think you'll find anything there but good information. The reason this came up is I assumed I could put those on my website or my portion of the county website, and the understanding from those that are involved in that is it doesn't happen unless you guys have approved it. So I think that's why this is here. I'd ask if you wanted to comment or see anything that you thought should have been changed in two little audits we've done. One was a payroll audit, one was a transfer station audit. So, and I'd love to answer questions you have about those if you have any.
I think the thought was, is before it goes on the website, it'd just been nice to present it to the commission. So,
well, Brandon, I don't know. I sent these to you, one of them a long time ago, and asked if you wanted it presented. And probably you're like me, just didn't notice that one. Same thing with the second one, but I didn't get a response either time. So do I need to do something different to help you out, I guess? I mean, is that a good and appropriate way for me to see if you want it presented?
That's fine with me. I don't know what these gentlemen want to do.
So that's the way I'm doing it. If I need to do it different, just let me know. I'll be glad to.
Sounds fine to me. I guess.
So are you going to present the internal audit, or you just want us to...
I have presented it to you.
But the public. I mean, well, there's a lot of stuff presented to us individually.
I tell you, I can do both of those. Let me just go through here and just
these guys are wanting.
Hit the high points. What do you want me to do, I guess?
Yes. If you're asking about a thorough inquiry to the county commission, yes, I think it ought to be to us before it is.
Well, I personally want you guys to look at anything I was going to present anyway, and that's the reason I did that. I feel like when we present it to the public, they want to see it in writing too, and when we put it on the website, then they can, and I believe that was my thoughts on that. If you'd like to have it presented, I mean, I can go through and read this to somebody if they want me to.
What do you guys want?
Yeah.
I've read your audit. I don't have any questions.
Do you want to touch on anything here, or do you just want to be done with it?
I don't know that there's anything that needs to be brought up, you know,
No, in this way.
I feel like there are some things that we can improve there, and I put those in there. There's findings, recommendations, and of course, it's just like any other audit. You guys may look at those and have some information that I don't have and say, well, that wouldn't work anyway. But we tried to make a suggestion we thought would make some situation or something better. I also tried to point out some of the things that were really good about these things that we looked at. I think that's important. I think that if you can't find the good things, then you probably aren't looking hard enough. We do a lot of things really good here at the county, I think. So. If you want me to go into that deep, I'll be glad to. Yeah,
nothing. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm good.
So, well, thanks again, then.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 345140 through 345169, warrant 6295 through 6299.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's see. We have approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
I didn't write them. I read them this morning, but I didn't write the dates down.
Move to approve regular session minutes July 30th. July 27th. And August 3rd. With corrections and executive meeting minutes.
Just one set of those, Brandon.
August 3A and August 3B. So I'm being told that the 30th and 27th, are those already approved last week by you guys? Whenever I walked in about 5 minutes late. Or rescind my motion and make it for regular meeting minutes August 3rd, executive session minutes August 3A and 3B 2015.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
I'll give you all
thank information you. And then talk about a few of the high points. Mm-hmm. It was a good month, as always, I guess, it seems like, with Extension. Some things that we have coming up, some announcements. We have a session, Powerful Tools for Caregivers, on August 27th, and that will be given by Jim Worth, who is our Human Development Specialist. Jim does classes August through December, a total of 12 hours for daycare providers that will meet the state requirements they have for continuing education. I'm actually looking on my report at the County Program Director Activities and Announcements. I wanted to start with that today. We have a brown bag lunch gardening series, harvest time coming up on August 4th, which will be at our office at noon. And then the Master Gardener Saturday series, pollinators, on August 22nd. For myself, coming up, I have health insurance education initiative classes starting again that will help folks understand their rights and responsibilities under the Affordable Care Act. I have a creating a spending plan class August 21st in Branson. And I'm also doing a couple of Microsoft Excel classes next month, or this month in Ozark. I did start a Making Money Count Club. We had our first meeting last Friday, and so folks will learn lots of different things to do with money. The other thing that I did, just found out the results. I took the exam in June, the Accredited Financial Counselor exam through AFCPE, which is the Association of Financial Credit Counselors, Planners, and Educators. And I did pass that exam. I received the results July 24th. There are a couple of other things that I will need to do before I can use that designation, but coming up on that. And then the other upcoming event that I really wanted to stress today is with 4-H, and our 4-H specialist, Willow Williams, has started or is starting what she's calling Science Saturdays at the Taney Hills Library, and those will be September through May, so helping kids understand and work with science. And then Barb Beck's report on family nutrition education program. Barb has been really busy as always. She is now doing what are called small steps to health lessons, and she's training folks to also train others in that. So training volunteers, basically, that will help teaching that. And one point I do want to make on this, we have two curriculums now, this small steps to health that our nutrition program associates and assistants give, and then we also have small steps to health and wealth that is given by a nutrition specialist and a financial education specialist. So I am giving some of those classes in conjunction with Pam Dutzman, who's one of our nutrition specialists. Barb is going to lots of back-to-school events. I have gone to one back-to-school event, so just promoting our programming at those. And then Colin Hill, who is our agronomy assistant, he is still full-time this week. Next week he goes back to school, and so his hours will go down to 20 hours a week. But he is working on planning an October livestock and pasture tour with Tim Schnockenberg, who's our agronomy specialist in Stone County. This tour will be held at College of the Ozarks, sponsored by Branson Bank. They don't have a final date on that yet, so that will be upcoming. And he's also working on planning a fall and winter hay school with Tim Schnockenberg as well. And then I have Crystal Irons' report. Crystal is our business development specialist who is still serving Taney County, and she is still counseling clients here in Taney County. 2 days, basically, in Taney County this last month that she counseled. And she also has the Excel classes listed on here. They are considered a business development program, so she's promoting them, and I am teaching them. And she has upcoming a Starting a Business, the First Steps class on September 16th. Any questions or comments?
Out in the public, I'm hearing lots of positive comments about your 4-H. Just wanted to let you know that it's being recognized throughout the communities. So,
great. Thank you, Danny.
We appreciate that. I think Willa is doing a really good job. She's gotten lots of new things started.
Right.
Says that all the exhibits are moving on to the state fair within 4-H also.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sedalia?
Yes, uh-huh. That's correct.
I guess that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. We appreciate the opportunity.
Funding agreement for the City of Hollister, wastewater treatment.
Morning.
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 I've got two funding agreements here for the City of Hollister. The first one is in regards to the City of Hollister Wastewater Treatment Facility Improvements Phase 2. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $111,641. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to replace 6 Landia mixing motors currently operating in the treatment facility's 3 sludge mixing basins with 3 Flight direct drive mixing motors, 1 unit installed per sludge basin. The city has determined that the cost to repair the Landia mixing motors, it was cost prohibitive, and by going to 1 mixing motor per basin, the city will realize a savings in both labor and utility cost while seeing an increase in the overall efficiency of plant operations. The total requested cost also includes the cost to purchase and install new electrical control equipment and components for the new mixing motors. Included with this approval request is project cost information submitted by Mr. Terry Bashir, City Public Works Supervisor. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on July 2, 2015. 3 copies of the funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
What are the age of those motors? Aren't they like?
These motors that were some of the original equipment that was installed when the treatment facility was first built back in the early 1990s. They have been rebuilt, you know, over the time.
There's Mr. Bashir.
That's okay. I'm glad you made it. Thank you. They've been rebuilt from time to time. It's just right. Getting to the point where the casings and different things like that.
I was thinking, what's the lifespan on those supposed to be, like 12 years or something?
It depends on the maintenance.
Yeah. Which one are we talking about?
We're talking about the
motors. I was asking motors. How old they were and what the typical lifespan is.
They're originally when the plant was designed. That's the original ones that were in there.
And that was when?
1993, 94.
Yeah. So they're almost 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the lifespan's 12 years on them normally?
Yeah.
I was thinking.
And also, by this new design, of course, technology's moved way ahead in the wastewater game. Replacing 2 motors with 1 motor, you know, that does actually better at aeration of the basins, providing aeration in the basins is going to be a big game changer as far as operations are concerned.
Economically, I mean, even electrically wise, we use less power than a 3 rather than 6.
Right. Now, these are the ones in the middle that run are these the ones off to the side that, like you said, they aerated, but...
No, these are the mixing motors, actually.
These are the big ones in the middle that they have...
Those are aeration motors. You have to actually turn it over.
Okay.
These mixes just keep it in suspension, not running around the aeration basins.
Do you have any questions, Dan? Move to approve the funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister. for the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Facility Improvements Phase 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Funding agreements for Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvements Project, Engineering Study and Design Phase.
Okay. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above reference project, which is what Presiding Commissioner Schofield just mentioned. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $20,735. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to have a hydraulic and feasibility study conducted specific to the Hidden Valley Lift Station to determine options available to address necessary system upgrades. This lift station, under normal conditions, pumps approximately 500,000 gallons per day, which includes wastewater from one-third of the city's residences, as well as wastewater from the Regional Sewer District's Poverty Point and Short Creek systems and College of the Ozarks. Included with this approval request are project cost and other information submitted by Mr. Terry Beshear, City Public Works Supervisor, along with copies of the service agreements between the City and RJN Group Incorporated and the City and Schultz Surveying and Engineering Incorporated. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on July 2, 2015. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. City of Hollister, due to the flows that they're seeing down there at this one specific lift station, are looking at upsizing the pumps that now serve that lift station. And in that, that's where the hydraulic studies will be required to determine if the force mains downstream of those pumps can handle that increased wastewater once it's introduced into those lines. And there's, you can go into the other work that you're looking at there also.
No, just there's rail systems that has the old Fairbanks, the original pumps that were in there. We've incurred costs on those throughout the years, just repair costs on them. And it's getting to the point where the cost to repair those pumps is just, and they're not able to keep up at this point. It's new rails. There's one rail broke off down at the bottom of the pit. The check valves, there's a check valve leaking inside. It's just a number of things that need to happen in there. It needs to be cleaned out. That's also going to be, once this is all done, the hydraulic study and everything. But it's just a matter of determining what size pumps we can put in there to keep up with the flow. Because it takes in a lot. We only have two major lift stations. We have 27 small ones, but right. We have the two major ones. And this is one of the major ones. It takes in the whole, it's like Mr. Suti said, it's almost the whole west side of town comes into it. So
Terry, has any of this been covered by the study that Great River did?
No.
This is totally different.
This is
what
totally
they
different. Yeah, totally different. Okay. Separate from that project and all that.
Move to approve the funding agreement by and between City of Hollister and Taney County for the Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvement Project Engineering Study and Design Phase. Now, in that, there was nothing about hydraulics. Was that you'd be mentioned, or is that part of the...
It should be part of the phase.
Yeah, right. It's just part of the work to be
right,
done.
Right, I just want to make sure it need to be stated in the motion.
That's probably a good thing that you mentioned some of the things that are in that. I know we have a motion here, but the hydraulics that are mentioned in this probably should be in what we approve. I believe it should be, because when you get into these studies of different projects, and that's the reason I asked you about this, you run into a lot of money for engineering services, and we need to be more specific about what they incur. Now, I don't know whether you... Brandon, in your motion on that,
well, is, it in the agreement? Is it in that agreement?
But it's in that
it's
agreement.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And I'm fine with it.
According to agreement or something like that, or however we want to do that, but that's fine.
Maybe just say according to the agreement.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, that's good.
Please.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That way we don't run into the same issue we ran into with the wording on it from the Taneyville.
Yes, right. I would say that there is a lot of engineering work being done in our area, and if the area engineers would communicate better amongst themselves, there's a lot of work that they could share. I don't know how you get into a lot of issues there with that, but there is a lot of things that's been done in the past and being looked at now that data exists, you know, on those things.
Well, I'll just, you brought that up, I'm going to make a comment about that. The extension of these agreements, and I'm not talking about the city of Hollister because they weren't involved in it, but the extension of agreements that this county commission has already approved, and if those extensions come up again, there's something wrong, and that applies to what you're saying. There should be engineering firms that can, the work can be distributed to where they can get to something that's 3 or 4 months out instead of bringing it back to us for an extension on something we've already approved. Mm-hmm. And if it's a vital part of the treatment program, it should be done. It should be an urgent type situation to be done. So yeah. That's all I've got to say about that. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. I apologize for being late.
I don't know.
That's fine.
I guess we'll recess till 10:15. That time we'll go into executive session for per contracts. And that'll be upstairs.